720 WGN.
Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. I'm not lying when I said I had the 8-track to this soundtrack. I literally had the 8-track tape to this.
I still have the 45 that was the hit.
The Murray Head.
Murray Head and the Trinidad Singers. Head,
yeah. I had that. If I had the 8-track, I'm sure I had a cassette version of the soundtrack also. And I've got a couple of new versions, some of the new productions that have come out over the last couple of years. I love this soundtrack. I love this show. I mentioned the John Legend version that'll be on NBC tonight. A live musical on television has to be terrifying to perform. But I think it's going to be amazing, as I'd mentioned, with not only John Legend in the lead role, but Sarah Bareilles in it, Alice Cooper. Can't wait for that. I think it's going to be amazing. But what we have to look forward to here in Chicago is a new stage production of Jesus Christ Superstar that will open at the Lyric Opera House April 27th, part of their Broadway at the Lyric series. Each year they do something non-operatic. And this year it's going to be the Andrew Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice production of Jesus Christ Superstar. And joining us in studio to talk about this morning is Tom Dehring, who is the conductor of the show. Just to give us an early look at what we might be looking forward to in the show, Tom also was with the original Olivier Award-winning production from London. Welcome. Nice to have you here with us today.
Thank you. Lovely to be here, Dean.
Welcome to Chicago. You got in, what, Thursday night, I think you said?
Thursday night, yeah.
So are you completely jet-lagged out right now?
Absolutely, yeah. I think it's almost dinner time, as far as I'm concerned. But, it's wonderful to be here. What an incredible city.
So. Well, thank you. Yeah. I'm glad that you're enjoying it so far. Yeah. Hopefully it'll warm up for you a little bit during your stay here. Talk to me a little about your history with the show.
So it's interesting that you played that track from the original 1970s concept recording. That was our inspiration for this particular production. So kind of doing a reboot, going back to that original recording, letting the music sort of lead a lot of the decisions, rather than trying to find sort of a psychological realism through the characters of Jesus and Judas and Mary. It is a much more sort of allegorical take on it, sort of set almost like you're in a gig rather than in Palestine or somewhere. And so we started there, we had actors playing musicians. We've got the band on stage, so it's a real sort of great big celebration of music, really.
Wow, that's amazing. And your rehearsals for this actually will begin tomorrow, right?
That's correct. Yeah, tomorrow, 10 a.m. sharp.
So do you bring along with you people who have performed in the show from London as well? So you've got people who are as experienced as you are with it?
It's an all-American, brand new cast, some people from New York, some people from Chicago. There is one performer who's coming over from London, a chap called Kevin Cornwell, who's coming over to play the role of Caiaphas, sort of notoriously very low and also quite high. But everyone else is... As I say, is American, so I'm sort of looking forward to kind of getting a fresh look at the score through these sort of fantastic actors and singers that we have.
So what's going through your mind at this point? I mean, it's not a show, I guess, that you can redefine too much because people have certain expectations of the show. So what's the process for you at this point as conductor?
So at the moment, we're going to start with the singers. So we're going to look at probably a lot of the ensemble moments, just kind of teaching them the notes and trying to sort of give the sense of the sort of gig-like nature in the way that we're trying to approach it. We're certainly not trying to reinvent the wheel with the score, but what we do want is a really sort of vibey performance, and sort of trying to find a sort of common language in the music making together.
It's been interesting just observing some really classic shows that have been redefined in some ways. Last year, or the year before, there was a production of Jesus Christ Superstar.
What was that?
At the Paramount Theater out in a suburb of Chicago,
yes.
Aurora, about 40 miles out of Chicago, which was a mostly black cast.
Right.
That was so interesting, and it was almost a gospel flavor to this show that was so refreshing, but yet true to the essence of, you know, what the show is supposed to be about. Juxtaposed with a production of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that, you know, is also very traditional and same authors.
Yes.
That just played also out in the suburbs, a different theater.
Yeah.
But it was set in Vegas. And people were so a lot of people were so offended that they were expecting to see a sort of a Joseph that they were familiar with.
Yes.
And it turned out to be, you know, a slightly PG-13, maybe even slightly R-rated version of Joseph. So, I mean, the interpretation on a show like this, like what you're doing now, you know, and your cast and your director and so forth, is going to be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, in London, I think our production did turn some people's heads. You know, as I say, it's not a literal production, and it's quite graphic. You know, I'm not sure if you've read the New Testament, but sort of towards the end, it kind of gets pretty gnarly. you know, we don't sort of pull any punches in the show. It can be, it's quite a sort of visceral experience, both in its kind of in its music and also in the way that it looks. And that certainly did turn some heads, as I say. But the real sort of diehard fans of the music of the original record, they really, really loved it, because as I said, you know, we're putting the music right up the front. We had a fantastic track called Declan Bennett playing Jesus, and he was playing his guitar through Gethsemane. We had Peter playing guitar, we had Pilot playing guitar. So we kind of, as I say, you know, it really felt like the music was at the front. These guys were playing a gig, but also in the background was this sort of amazing story of a man who, you know, is he Christ or is he not? And that's the sort of wonderful sort of question that Judas sings towards the end of the show. You know, are you who they say you are?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's great when, you know, we take shows that we've seen 20 times. And be dazzled by it, some new interpretation of it.
And that's not uncommon for opera to do that either. You know, I mean, obviously this is a part of the Broadway season, but, you know, Jesus Christ Superstar is dubbed as a rock opera, and I think it's such a wonderful thing that the lyric have programmed this in. And we're able to kind of realize this in a house that's really geared around music.
Let me take a quick break. We'll come right back. Talk more with Tom Deering, who is the conductor of Jesus Christ Superstar, that will be at the Lyric Opera here in Chicago, April 27th through May 20th. Tickets are on sale for that now. We'll tell you how to get those in just a couple of minutes. Dean Richards, WGN. Tom Deering is here with us. Conductor of the production of Jesus Christ Superstar that will open at the Lyric Opera. I mention every time I play this song that I literally get goosebumps. This particular piece of music is maybe one of the most powerful pieces of music ever.
And then that groove kicks in.
And then the groove kicks in.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, and I remember, depending on which version, I've seen so many stage versions of this, but I think of the movie version.
The Norman Jewison.
Yeah.
It's a 70s movie.
Yeah. With the dancers, sort of the go-go dancers.
Oh, yeah. It's real 70s, isn't it?
How mind-blowing that was.
Yeah.
Here's essentially a Bible story.
Yes.
That's coming out that has go-go dancers and rock music.
Yeah.
You know, it was, you know, when we were young in the 70s, was, you know, the most anti-establishment thing that we could possibly be into, you know, something like this.
Well, maybe I could ask you a question then. So when you heard this for the first time in the 70s,
I felt naughty. like I shouldn't be listening to it.
Right. Okay. And did you go and see it in the
70s? Oh, I ran to see it.
Did you really? Okay.
I ran to see it because I had heard, I'd read so much about the stage version. I'd seen the movie version before I'd seen anything else.
Okay. And that blew your mind.
And it blew my mind. I could not believe what I was seeing. And it was so different. We talked, Ted Neely had been here. In fact, we're going to replay that interview a little later in the show today. But he's been here many times.
Yes.
And talked about being part of that pretty much from the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, what an anarchist he felt like, and that whole cast felt like putting something together like that.
Yeah, and he's continued his journey with it, hasn't he?
He's
playing it, I think, around the world.
He still is playing Jesus after all these years,
Wow. Yeah, he's sort of synonymous with the with the role now. But I can't wait for you to come and see this chap, Heath Saunders. He's going to be playing Jesus at the Lyric.
I can't wait to see it. Is it? I mean, does he have that sort of traditional Jesus look?
I haven't met Jesus yet. But,
what Easter Sunday is about.
Exactly. Happy Easter, by the way.
Thank you.
Heath, does he look sort of traditional? I don't know. I mean, he looks fantastic.
Yeah.
In fact, the whole cast looked fantastic. In fact, I don't know if he's allowed to say this, but the whole cast is sort of very sexy and amazing singers. So I think it's going to be, again, sort of goosebumps for 2018 when, you know, someone like Heath walks out and you go, wow, it sort of looks absolutely incredible.
Well, I sort of love that when, you know, there is this traditional look of the blue-eyed Jesus, which probably wasn't true, considering
probably
where he was born and and so forth, his background. But there is that look. I think we all know what I'm saying. And then along come these different versions. Ted Neely sort of had that look.
Yeah.
But then along lately have come these very different and diverse looks.
Yes.
I talk about the all-black version that played out at the Paramount, which was, you know, again, I felt like I was watching something that I'd never seen before, even though I'd seen it a million times. John Legend playing Jesus tonight.
Yeah, what a voice.
Is going to be very interesting, interesting casting to this. So,
absolutely.
You know, I wonder about the Lyric version and how all of that will be presented.
What to say? I mean, it's a very diverse cast.
Yeah.
I think it sort of represents Chicago very, very well. And what that means is we've got a lot of sort of different sounds, different sort of ages, different people, different backgrounds. Some people coming from a traditional rock background, some people coming from perhaps a more sort of gospel background, and sort of putting them all together. So actually, that's one of the challenges that we're going to be facing in the rehearsals, is trying to find a common sound that doesn't sound homogenized, but it sounds like, you know, particularly the disciples and the followers. With other people, they kind of feel like they're from like one particular group or tribe or however you want to describe it, and we want to explore that through the sound that they're making. I suppose that one of the benefits of having such a sort of varied musical backgrounds is that we're going to have all those different approaches and all those different sounds, and we can kind of make each individual moment perhaps have its own sort of musical identity.
Talk to me a little about your own background outside of being part of the Olivier Award-winning cast in London. What else have you done, and what has been part of your background?
So I grew up just outside London, and then I went to university in London, and I went on to do postgraduate at the Royal Academy of Music. And then from then, sort of did a few different things, like doing a lot of piano playing, continuing sort of conducting, and then that sort of took me into the theatre, also a lot in the studio, and then more recently, sort of do my own composing. So I wrote a sort of chamber opera recently for the Donmar Warehouse, which has the longest title I think you might hear on this radio station, which is "The Public Administration and Constitutional Affairs Committee Takes Oral Evidence on Whitehall's Relationship with Kids Company." And as you can imagine, you know, the merchandise, you know, just off the shelves.
That's
for that.
Right. People are coming just to see it on the marquee.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I mean, I enjoy a real sort of diverse array of work, sort of spanning from maybe something sort of more operatic to maybe something more jazz, and then, you know, getting to compose, getting to work with other fantastic composers, getting to work with great artists, getting to work with, you know, great buildings like the Lyric, and obviously getting to meet you, Dean.
So, well, thank you. It's my pleasure. But I did want want to ask you about that, of, you know, working in this magnificent arena of the Lyric Opera, the Civic Opera building here, is maybe one of the most magnificent theaters that we have in Chicago.
Well, it's I'm not surprised. It
has to add to the game a little bit, doesn't it, when you come in to do a show? I mean, when everyone will step on the stage, when you raise your baton to start, if indeed you are raising a baton.
I am, yes.
Yeah, so I would hope so. Yeah. It's part of what I come for.
Yes.
That it adds, this building, you know, adds to the feeling of it.
Oh, yes. I mean, the sort of... The magnitude of the story is sort of matched by the magnitude of the building, and it's a huge auditorium, it's a huge stage. We've got a 37 piece orchestra, we've got, you know, almost 50 in the cast, you know, to tell this epic story in an epic musical way. And it's, you know, it's an incredible feeling walking in through the stage door of the Lyric Opera building, you know, the sort of the history there, and, you know, Sir Andrew Davis, who is the music director, who obviously, you know, sort of studied and listened to his recordings and seen his concerts, right, et cetera, is kind of, you know, growing up and obviously still now. So there's, it doesn't really feel like pressure, it feels like opportunity, which is going to be the exciting thing.
I have to think that it's just, you know, creatively, what a challenge to take this on. Jesus Christ Superstar, new production at the Lyric Opera House, April 27th through May 20th here in Chicago. You can get ticket information at lyricopera.org. Ticket information and all the information about the Lyric's upcoming season. Tom Deering, the conductor, can't wait to see it. I look forward to seeing you opening night.
Absolutely. See you then. Thanks, Dean.
Thanks so much.